Welcome to Cobras and Fire, part of the Decibel Geek Podcast Network. Are you ready to kick off 2019? Absolutely. Drink. Take it, Holodeo.
Never been here before, but I'm coming back tomorrow for the real pain, a cold rain of gin. Nice day for a crucifixion.
Welcome to Cobras and Fire. My name is Baco, and I am joined, as always, by the Metamorphine Loose Cannon. Happy New Year, my friend. How are you tonight?
Oh, thank you. Yes. I'm not sure if that's the proper use of that word. I think it's metamorphosizing. Yeah?
Okay. Metamorphosizing.
I don't know. Anyway, yes.
Meta world peace.
Yes, I've got a lot of resolutions. I'm changing. I'm doing a 360. It's going to be a great year.
360, huh? So you're gonna basically be exactly the same in 2019.
That's correct. Yeah, I'm glad you caught that. No changes. Yeah.
No changes for Loose Cannon. Well, I did have one resolution. Is it okay if I share it?
Please, yes.
Well, after some of the kerfuffle of last year, thank you, Wally Gator.
Yes, kerfuffle.
And I'm going to be nicer to Canadians, and one in particular.
Because I'm the Fonz, huh? Hey.
I gave every one of his episodes a star today.
Oh, just one star?
That's good, right?
Well, it's definitely par for the course.
It's better than no stars.
Yeah, right. So, yeah, it's very odd we had somebody just go do one stars on our podcast reviews. It's just an assault out of nowhere. But
yeah, it's like, I listened to 50 episodes today and I hated them all.
In a row. They're all horrible. Yeah. Let me continue.
Yeah, for those who don't know, we got blasted with one stars on Podchaser, and another nice group of 50. Way to be subtle. Yeah,
so. You know, when they have the ranking, and like one star means this, two stars means that, five star means whatever. You know what one star means?
Hey! It should be just a thumbs up then. A thumbs up and then star.
Anyway, let's beat that joke into the ground. So what else do you want to talk about?
Way to kick off 2019.
That's right.
Well, you know, there's a lot to get into, right? There's all sorts of news and activity in the rock world, as always. Mm-hmm. We're reconvening after our Christmas get-together.
And we are.
Spending time with, I don't know, I work fucking parties,
yep.
Family get-togethers,
sure.
Opening presents. You got any fun anecdotes from your time over the holidays there?
Sure, yeah. I had some mandatory fun at work and things like that. And you know, I've got my mother-in-law visiting right now. She's here for 2.5 weeks, which is a free babysitter, but it also has some pain points. I don't know if you want me to get into that now or you want to go into your Christmas party. You said you had a nice anecdote from there.
Well, you know, you're from Indiana, but how big is the town you're from? West Lafayette.
It's basically Purdue, and then once you go 5 miles out, it's straight up, you know,
okay.
People shooting things right off the highway.
Okay, well, I come from country. You know, I was raised on a farm. You know, I hated it. I was ready to leave basically from the moment I realized where I was.
Cows?
But,
did you milk
cows?
Yeah,
we had cows. We had sheep. We had, okay. We our main crop was hay. But anyway, So I have a lot of friends and family still tucked in the smaller parts of the area. And that's, you know, every year I end up at a Christmas party at somebody's house out in the middle of nowhere. And, you know, as presents are being opened, someone will have just a little bit of trouble opening a present and like, oh, does anybody have a scissors? And there'll be like three guys who are harnessed with, you know, deer hunting knives. Yeah. Right here. Here you go, ma'am. I got you. And I've never seen them take these knives out for anything else. I'm pretty sure they're just for Christmas parties. I mean, they carry them everywhere, to church, to bingo, to, you know, McDonald's, to school, to work, even though they, you know, they work at, like, Walmart, but they have their knife until the boss finds out. Then they got to lock it in their car.
Well, sure. Yeah. I mean, there's nothing better than looking at somebody that's dead behind the eyes and has a buck knife.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, you really want to ring out quick. It really sells the self-checkout lane, if you think about it.
It does.
I see a lot of that at my Christmas parties and stuff of that nature. It's just a lot of simple, you know, simple men, diverse, like a crowded Northern Invasion.
Sure, yeah.
A lot of fun there. So what about you? What's it like tossing a Christmas present around at the old Cannon household?
Well, like I teased earlier, the mother-in-law is here for the next 2.5 weeks. And, well, it's not just her that visits, it's her wig. And essentially every day it's kind of like Elf on the Shelf. It's in a different place. You never know where it's going to be. And it's always surprising, you know. She likes to leave it everywhere, so that's nice. Before she gets here, I unplug all cable, because otherwise it'll be Fox News 24/7. So that's always done. But there's a lot of sayings she says that I find amusing, and it's mostly with the kids. Well, she'll say something like, "Stop playing with that," or "Be quiet, period, end of sentence." So I've started to say, "Guys, stop doing that, semicolon, end of sentence, sort of."
I just, when I hear that stuff, I do a total 360 and leave the room.
How did you do that? You're still staring at her. I'm very confused.
Yes.
There's got to be a certain number of degrees you can turn to leave. I'm just not sure what that number is.
352.
Oh, 352, yes. Just goes slightly that way. It's a lot of you know, suffering in general. She also sleeps for about 16 hours a day just to be able to have the energy to complain for the next 8.
Yeah. Did you guys get into a game of Cards Against Humanity at all during any of these parties?
I have not, but please.
You've played the game, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. Please tell me you played this with older people, like a grandmother or something.
This might be a better story because I played it with my kids, Amy, and my kids' significant others. And we did it sober. And there was times, you know how like the person who collects them is supposed to pick up the funny one?
Yep.
And there was this one, my daughter-in-law, she thinks the rule of the game is to put together the one that makes the most sense. So like what the fuck is going on? It's like we're going to carpet bomb Iraq with blank. Well, nuclear missiles seems to make the most sense, so I'm going to pick that over black dildos. Why would you drop black dildos on Iraq? And I'm looking at my wife, and I'm like, yeah, we don't need to be drunk to play this game. Then as I'm like shotgunning Coors Lights.
It's never last call when you drink with the devil. Sunshine brings up a friend.
Lewis, why don't we mention some of the people who have been kind enough to give us some feedback on all the social media platforms out there. We've had a bunch of really good reviews. We're going to read a couple today. You have one from Podchaser, right?
I do. And that is from a man named Plop. And that's
Greek, I believe.
His avatar is not a piece of shit, but it's brown and looks somewhat like it with a horn. So a fine person, I'm sure. This is a review actually on our last episode, the Clip Show, Best of the Cobra, highlights from 2018.
So this is very fresh.
Mm-hmm. You got it. So it says, 4 days ago, it says, I heard this show mentioned on a couple other podcasts I listened to. I saw this episode and thought it would be a good way to sample it. This is a very fun show. I look forward to mining through the archives and hearing how some of these bits came together. It's also refreshing to hear a show not afraid to take a dig at three sides every now and then. I think you may have a new regular listener. Thank you, Plop. Thank you very much.
Let's hope so. I hope you stick around, Plop. We're always good to have a new listener because we also appreciate the feedback from some of the more longtime people.
Yeah, five stars.
Five stars. Okay, cool. I have one from the YouTube page. I, as you know, I posted the Jakey Lee interview up there a while back. And this, the username just says T. It stands for This Is It, apparently.
Okay.
Anyway, what a breath of fresh air compared to that fuckwad Eddie Trunk. This, Eddie, is how the big boys conduct interviews. Great job, whomever you are. That personally made my day because, of course, I did the interview. But just good to be acknowledged amongst our peers like Eddie Trunk, don't you think?
Of course. And I'm not sure if you noticed this, but Eddie Trunk has been talking about holograms lately.
I did, actually.
Okay. I'm just saying that I think he might be listening.
I think so, too. I think we're getting a lot of secret listeners. People. Mm-hmm. I think there might be a guy in Toronto that hate listens.
but I just imagine Eddie listening to the show and saying that he looks basically when he gets on stage like he woke up after falling asleep in a shrub.
What? Why? I don't look like a shrub. What's wrong with UFO? They say I look like a shrub? Now, when I was at Ace Frehley's wedding, Ace invited me because we've been close friends for over 30 years now. There's not a single person at Ace Frehley's wedding that I attended that called me a shrub. When I was talking to Ronnie James Dio, God bless his soul, shortly before he died, and I had Wendy on just shortly after that, and recently too, she never once mentioned that I look like a shrub. You know, and I don't really see the shrub resemblance at all.
To the rock stars, to the hipsters, to the fools that stumble.
Well, speaking of Eddie Trunk, Luce, Van Halen is back in the news with a little bit of, I don't know, innuendo, rumor, myth, whatever you want to call it. They're supposedly planning on a big tour starting sometime in 2019 with the entire original lineup, including Michael Anthony.
Wolfie's not going to be there? I'm not going.
Yeah. I'm sure Wolfie will be, you know, somewhere around. He'll probably be off stage actually playing the parts because Eddie will insist that Michael not be able to actually be heard.
Well, because he can't play bass. He's confirmed that, Eddie, in many interviews. So
yeah, no, right. Maybe we should touch on that at some time. But no, like apparently David LaRoth did an interview. David LaRoth.
Lee Roth.
Yeah, that's what I said. David LaRoth.
But back.
I just say the Lee is super quick, bro.
Okay, fine.
You know, I'm like the anti Stephen Michael here. If you slow me down to half speed, you're going. You're hearing David Lee Roth. This all started with an interview that David Lee Roth did with, I don't know, I think it was GQ or Esquire, so one of those fucking magazines. And it revolved largely around some tattoo preservation cream he's got that he's pimping right now. But he kind of dropped a subtle hint that the band was going to reunite with, Michael Anthony, and they were going to do a whole tour and all this stuff. And Eddie Trunk on his show this week apparently said he's heard from a very reliable source, you know, because he's very connected. I know Dio. This actually is going to happen. So then it turned into a headline for Loudwire, Blabbermouth, all those places, Metal Wani, and all that good stuff. And today I saw that Michael Anthony came out and said, I haven't talked to those guys since 2004.
Yeah.
Okay. Eddie Trunk's close personal friend, Michael Anthony, squashed the rumor Eddie was spreading.
Okay. Interesting. You know, he could have just gone right to Michael Anthony if he's right.
You want, how about a conspiracy for you? Michael Anthony knows that if it gets, Michael Anthony is the source, and Michael Anthony knows this ain't going to happen if paranoid Eddie Van Halen, finds out that he actually leaked it. So he's trying to get in front of it, going kind of like, what the fuck you doing, Eddie Trunk?
You know, I'm not going to go with that because I think anybody that has a slightly modified mullet for the last 30 years doesn't have that kind of planning. And he's a bassist.
Eddie fanned the flames and Michael Anthony put hot sauce on it.
Ooh, I see what you're saying there. Yeah. Have you had his hot sauce?
Yeah, I have, actually. Matt Anthony hot sauce available at fine hot sauce retailers all over the world.
Excellent. Yeah, we should probably do an episode on Van Halen at some point.
Yeah.
Just an idea. We can talk about it.
Yeah, let's marinate on that one, huh?
Okay, yeah. What do you think? Who do you think smarter, Alex or Tommy Lee?
Alex.
Well, that's an easy one. But seriously, yeah. I don't think I've ever heard an interview with Alex. I don't think I've heard him talk, but maybe once or twice.
I've definitely heard him in interviews a few different times, especially right after the whole Sammy was fired, Sammy quit, you know, nonsense in 95, 96, whenever that was.
I don't know. It says he's one of these drummers that, like, yeah, he's a good drummer, but he's almost like an invisible member of the band.
Well, I love that story in Sammy's book about first meeting Alex Van Halen, and he was pretty hammered, and he's like trying to show this trick where he can hold a broom and jump over it.
And didn't he smash his face?
Yeah, he got up in the air, tripped over the broom, fell face flat. Face first down in Eddie's driveway and had to be taken to the hospital with a gashed up face.
I know. It is amazing. Like, you hear those stories and they're like in $10 million mansions and they're just fucking trashed. Get them made!
Well, God bless them if they do it. I do know there are a lot of people who would love to see it again. One of the other issues with Dave is that, like, it doesn't seem like Dave has aged, like, mentally. Like, he still goes out and does the same kind of thing, even though his body's doesn't look quite the same. He doesn't look bad for a man his age. He just looks older. But it
looks like Pat Sajak.
Yeah, he doesn't seem like he's accepting it very gracefully. And when he goes out and tries to be Dave, but he's also wearing that, he's basically, you know, dressed like Tiny Tim as an adult. Bosdy, bosdy, bop.
Well, my baby, she don't want me around. She said she's tired of watching me fall down.
she wants a good life and all the best. But I like that bottle better than the rest. And she said, I think that you're headed for a whole lot of trouble. Well, I think that you're headed for a whole lot of trouble. Well, I think that you're headed for a whole lot of trouble. If you take your whiskey. With that liquor in the nighttime, leaves strange memories. Seems a lifetime since yesterday. Come the daybreak, hey, come tomorrow. That woman's waited up all night for me again. Oh, she said, oh, I think that you're in for a whole lot of trouble. Yeah, I think that you're in for a whole lot of trouble.
I know we got festival season coming up, and I know we'll at some point be talking more about all the festivals and all the big news that's happening in the world of the United States music festivals. But M3 is an annual kind of an 80s hair metal festival. Did you hear the big news, Luz?
No.
Well, LA Guns was slotted to play on one of the days, and apparently they didn't like the time that they were given, so they pulled out of the event, and they have been replaced by, drumroll, LA Guns.
Okay, explain more. I'm a little confused. I thought they were reunited. They're together now with Tracy and
Well,
and
I mean, but part of the reunion was leaving part of the past behind. The Stephen Riley was not brought along with Phil Lewis into Tracy Guns. And the way, look, I don't know what's accurate or not, but supposedly Stephen Riley and Tracy Guns, for some reason, those two share ownership of the name and nobody else.
Okay.
So,
Which one is he in the band, though? I only know Tracy and Phil.
Steve Riley is the drummer. He's been the original. For the longest time, it was Steve Riley. To fairness, he was never out. I mean, he's been in it with just Tracy and with just Phil. They've had different singers. They've had different guitar players. But they always had Steven Riley until this recent, you know, deal reunion between Tracy and Phil. But Steve's got Kelly Nichols, the original bass player of the band. At least he was on the first album, or the first few albums anyway.
Do you think that he shares a lawyer with Bobby Blotzer?
Yeah, I wonder that. He was also on the Eddie Trunk Show. Go check it out if you want to hear someone with a thick New Jersey accent explain all this garbage better than I'm going to try to get into.
It's the Bobby Blotzer. It's the Bobby Blotzer business plan.
Yes, exactly. So, well, at least Stephen brought out a second member of the band with him. Bobby went out with nobody, So yeah, Steve's got the, but it's also the bass player. So you have the two least important members as far as carrying a franchise, you know, band through decades, the bass player and the drummer from the original lineup. And they are rounded out by a guitar player named Scott Griffin, who is notable as being the bass player in LA Guns in 2007 to 2009 and 2011 to 2014. So there's some fun for you, huh? That guy's got to just be just as good as Tracy Guns on guitar, I think.
So, oh, wait. So he was bassist, and now he has lead guitar?
Yeah, I think so. But it gets better. They had a singer named Jacob Button, and this whole thing has been put together in the last couple of weeks, right? So Jacob was in the band, but he quit. So I don't know. He's like, what the fuck am I doing here or something? He's like, what am I doing with my life? So I don't know who should sing for this. Maybe they get Jizzy back. Jizzy did the record with them that one time, or that chick from Rockstar Supernova, who was, I think, in the band for 72 days.
Well, first off, Jizzy Pearl can't do it because he's lead singer of Pink Cream 69 now.
I'm pretty sure that Tracy and Steve got together and said, let's do this just to pad the number of members on the LA Gun band members Wikipedia page.
I think that it should just be Stephen Riley and four guys named Steve.
Oh, my God. I wonder if they've had four guys named Steve in the band.
I'm pretty sure they have.
As a matter of fact, by the end of this episode, I will have been in and out of LA Guns.
Yes, that's correct. Just add yourself on Wikipedia. Nobody will question it.
Well, I've seen blue skies turn into green. fades away, fades away, fades away.
You know, Baco, some comments, some reviews have said that some of the best parts of the show are when we share our problems or struggles with life. So
our personal pain.
Yes. So may I share a recent?
Oh, sure. I mean, I guess I thought you were asking me to share my thoughts on earbuds again. But by all means, what do you got?
Joey Haney has a new podcast, one of six he does, called I Am Vinyl. And I might start one called I Am Not Vinyl, or Vinyl Hates Me, or I Don't Understand Vinyl, or I Have Gone Down the Rabbit Hole and Things Have Got Very Difficult for Me Just Getting a Record Player. So
wait a second. I might need to hear more here, but you're having a hard time with the technological aspect of vinyl?
The anti-technology. Technology, yes. So you have an issue. You hate streaming. You scare it. You yell it at millennials.
Me scare. Where music come from?
It not on device. It in sky.
No wires. I hear music.
That not good enough quality. Not good.
Me back to cave. Draw on wall.
You need cans on ears to enjoy fully.
Yes. Anyway yeah. So, of course, I'm afraid of technology, and I yell at kids in the street. Anyway, what do you got?
Correct. And for me, I have been talking. We've been talking offline. Is about a couple months ago, I came up with a resolution that I was going to buy a turntable, and that I was going to start buying Tradition, kind of the top five albums of the year on vinyl.
Idea. I loved it. I was proud of you.
Yeah. So essentially, hold I start.
On. Cheers to you, buddy.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. So, you know, I wanted to start doing the ritual. I wanted to sound the warm feeling. I want to be a hipster like you are and listen to only vinyl, only in the basement, and only with speakers that fill up the entire room. Yes.
Okay. So you're not your computer monitors.
That's correct. A real experience surrounded by glory.
Okay, that's the way it should be, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, I went and I started looking at Audio Technica?
Audio Technica, yeah. They're one of the leaders, I suppose, as far as mass-produced turntables.
So my whole thing is your turntable, if you hit a button, does the needle go and drop on the record? And at the end, does it then return to its home?
It returns to its home, but no, there's no like. I lift it up and put it on the album. I've only had two, I don't know, above bottom end turntables in my life. So I've only had two that I thought were suffice, and they've all been kind of like that. Same with Wilson.
Does it have one you just drop it right on, or do you have the little thing where you lift it a little bit and you can kind of?
You can
it
do
over?
Either. I usually just pick it up and slam that fucker on.
Okay.
Well, I go through needles like fucking Q-tips, baby.
Okay. Well, that was the whole thing where I was like, that's what I remember from having one. I haven't had one since 1991. You know, when my house burned down.
I still have a really old one from the 60s where you put it on there, you put the arm over, and it kind of sets elevated.
Okay.
And then you turn that little button, it goes plop.
And it drops
and
it.
And then the arm comes over, and you can stack up like 15 records.
I had one of those.
It'll just keep plopping the records down. You can listen to one side at a time.
So the most expensive one said fully manual. And I talked to you, and you said, well, that probably means still at the end of the record, it comes back and returns to its home. You just have to put the
needle on
it.
Yeah, it turns out there is actually a term. I actually Googled it after you told me that it didn't, and you are correct. It does not. Yeah. Semi-automatic is what I have, apparently.
Yeah, but here's the thing. If you're going to spend $300 on a turntable, why? In this day and age, can't you at least have it returned? This one, the most expensive one, will just go. I read reviews that said, don't fall asleep while listening to your records. It just spins forever. Like, does that make any sense?
I don't know why you even bought the one you did. I recommended all along that you buy the one down from that even, you know, for a little over $100, $120, whatever it was. Because, I mean, we're talking about, look, it'll sound very good. And you know, you're a guy who can't tell the difference between Spotify or CD.
Not so true. Why do you keep saying that?
Why do you think you need this high end stuff?
Untrue.
I know the reason audiophiles like the manual is because they claim it makes less noise and gives you pure sound because there's less mechanism and moving parts in there.
No.
So in addition, I really don't know. I don't think it matters that much.
All right. So in addition, it was an assembly thing where I had to put the belt on. I put it on there. I had to get this calibrated thing where I had to measure it to 2 grams for the needle, and it was like kind of like measuring cocaine and making sure it was precise. Doesn't matter if I plugged it in; it just started spinning. Well, apparently this thing in 2019, as we're talking about, you have to calibrate it to exactly 2 grams and perfectly balanced, or it will spin forever. Why, Baco? Anyway, well, I should say too that I start getting obsessed. So I was like, do I have the best one? I need to go to Best Buy and get one and put a side by side comparison. I'm watching
reviews.
Oh,
this had to be good, yeah.
Watching reviews. I'm doing unboxing and stuff like that. So I go to Best Buy, and you know the greeter. You walk in there and they immediately like assault you with the deals or ask you if you need any help.
Assault you? I don't know what it's like out there. They say hello as you walk by them here.
Well, here they say hello and they throw flyers at you. Okay. So this guy came in and says, "Can I help you with finding anything today?" Is what he said. And I always say, "Nope." And I keep walking. This time I go, "Sure. Where's the turntables?" And no bullshit, he said, "I'm sorry, sir. We don't sell furniture." Yeah, so we've been kind of stroking each other about the last year, but we do want to say, you know, we can't do it alone, and that we have grown in leaps and bounds, more than doubled our listener. We're at 50 million now.
And unverified.
Unverified, but confirmed. And, you know, we...
I made myself an award, by the way.
You did?
I hung it down here in the studio, yeah.
Yeah, because now we are actually 5 times diamond. As far as listens. Yeah. So, but going into this, we just want to, I think that you want to jump in to say some thank yous, but we, in all seriousness, our listenership has really exploded in the last 12 months and we're
so
happy.
Thank you to the listeners, you know.
Yes, that's our point.
Thank you for sharing and everything you've been doing. We try to interact with you on social media as much as we can, but we really appreciate all the feedback. Thank you for all the laughs you give me, too, on the Facebook group. I appreciate that.
Right. And we'll call out some people in particular as far as other podcasts, too, that have helped. But as far as this, we're just thrilled because we would do this even if the listenership was really low. You know what I mean?
We did this when the listenership was really
low. For many years. Yeah. But that's my point, is we have so much fun doing this that it's even more fun the fact that other people are enjoying it as much and spreading the word. So thank you.
Yeah, it does warm the cockles.
It really does. And but yeah, you want to just kind of jump on as far as anybody specific. Basically, everybody that's part of, if you want to become part of the Cobras on Fire group, if you are new to the show, just try to how do you do that? You just basically click group and it sends us an approval, right?
Yeah, yeah. And have you ever not approved anybody?
somebody.
Yeah, okay. I have not. It's easy to join, like any group on Facebook, just send it. We keep it private because the conversation gets blue, and maybe that, and it, we, you definitely will hear us say things we won't even say on the show. So think about that.
Yeah. Come on in. It's a party. And so thank you to everybody that's there on a regular page. And do you want to kind of just rip off some, podcasts? I want to say before I go on there, I will personally thank Stephen Michael and, Apuni for having a good sense of humor about themselves. Cause we have absolutely, been tearing into them in the last couple months. So Growing Up Rock, check that podcast out.
Definitely check out Growing Up Rock. I want to thank Stephen Michael for having a serial killer's name.
Is that really? Why, because he has two first names?
It will be once they find the bodies in Stephen's.
Okay, I didn't know. You're predicting. Soothsayer again. All right.
Well, there's one big one, obviously, that we got to get to. It seems like we do this once a year, but they deserve all the love we can give them that we don't mention all the time. And that is Decibel Geek, Chris and Aaron. They have been there for us from the beginning. As most listeners know, Luce and I have been writers for the Decibel Geek website. It seems like we're petering off a little bit. I'm going to try to get back and do a little more for that this year. I know I got a couple things planned for Kispus in July already. And I'll just keep trying to plug away there. But Chris and Aaron have always been supportive, always had our back. They've done so much behind the scenes that we don't talk about that really has, you know, kind of kept the show afloat at times, especially early on. So, of course, thank you to them. Josh Toomey from the Talk To Me podcast has been just a great advocate to have and a good resource to keep around and a great show. Check that out. I love the Kiss Room. It's the one place where I go to just enjoy Kiss instead of share my current feelings on the band. So it's nice. It's once a month to kind of get away. You mentioned Growing Up Rock, and we'd be nothing without the Dan Patrick Show, Luce. I assume you have some more you want to get into that I probably skipped over a couple intentionally so you could mention them.
Well, I'm probably going to forget some of these. Just off the top of my head, Pods and Sods, and definitely check out their Kissmas. 12 Days of Kissmas that you binged, I understand, as well.
Craig and Eric are the smart version of Luce and Baco.
Correct, yes. And Rock Strikes 10, of course. I know I'm forgetting some here. It's a podcast community. It's a pack of dogs. It's whatever you want it to be. And we're just glad to be part of it. And thank you. Tell your friends. If you're listening to this, come on. Somebody's into rock, send them the link.
Don't forget the Canadian Geeks chat metal. While drinking beers and passing out. Oh, one other one that I've been listening to for years, but I've become quite fond of Ian Wadley, one of the hosts, and that is, and nothing wrong with Ralph, I just got to know Ian a little bit more, the Rock and Metal Combat podcast. Those guys are about as snarky as it gets and a lot of fun to listen to. So thank you to all these people for the content they put out there for everybody. Thank you to all the listeners. Most importantly, because without you, we are just talking to a wall. At least I am. I think you have your back turned to the door, right?
You'd still enjoy listening to your own voice, though, so that's fine.
Oh, yeah. What do you think I do when we're done here? I just leave my headphones on and keep talking.
So let's just end this with, you know, did you receive my Christmas gift yet?
I did, actually. I received it on Christmas Eve.
Ooh, nice. Good timing on my part.
Yeah, no doubt.
Love the post office getting there in 2 days for a last-minute gift. But, yeah, man, so what'd you think? What'd you get? You want to tell the listeners?
Yeah, I suppose I think I should be happy, right? I got a Ziploc bag that had three poker chips in it with some kind of Sharpie scribble on the outside that said three coins and nine sides.
Okay, good.
I got a Cobras and Fire poker chip. Apparently it's a prototype. And it was, taped to a copy of Kiss Sonic Boom. But you had scribbled out Sonic Boom and Kiss and put like Cobras and Fire, Rock's Not Dead on there, right?
Well, yes, I put a poker chip on each one of their faces. And I knew that I looked at that and I said, somebody else is going to have this because I'm never going to listen to this thing again. So I knew how much you liked it. So I sent it to you.
Yes. Yeah. And anybody that shows up at a Rockin' Pod, that will be part of our grab bag this year.
Just keep passing it on.
And then I think my favorite part of it is the new mascot down here in the studio. And that is the still in the package Fonzie action figure that came with a very unauthentic comb.
Hey! All right, people, before we get out of here, I want to mention something exciting, something that was a big hit last year, and we're bringing it back, an interactive experience, a way that you can participate with the show and also show your appreciation. And that is the very successful Buy Us a Beer campaign. You want to break down the details?
Absolutely, Luce. Drink. And yeah, the basic premise of this is we usually have a few beers when we record this. If you'd like to contribute $5 to the show to help cover our show costs, you can pick the beer we drink that week. We will take a picture of us in the studio recording with the beer. Luce promises to do that this year. And we'll basically, yeah, we'll have some fun with it. Pick a shitty beer, pick a great beer, whatever. If we can't find the beer you're looking for, we'll ask you to pick a second one. That's the only hang up. But for $5 only, you can help contribute to the show and also have a little fun. We'll give you a shout out. We'll talk about the beer and we'll post a picture of us drinking it while we record. So
also there'll be a shop now button on our page. They'll take you right to it as well. At the top of our Facebook page, we'll kind of pin it to the top there for you to find it easily. But yeah, it helps our hosting costs, and essentially we're paying for beer already, so, right?
Yeah, why not pick what we're going to go out and buy that day, so.
You want to get out of here officially now?
Yeah, let's call it a day. Let's kick off 2019.
Let's do it. Rock's not dead.
It just wants you off its lawn.
I'm
Give me time to pee.
Hey!